Welcome. Today we have Ms. Chelsea Ash, dedicated teacher, mother, former sports coach, soccer, I think basketball maybe, volleyball?
Just soccer.
Just soccer? Well, that's a big deal. So, but we have her here today to talk about some of the challenges that she faced. What happened in February when you had to go from the traditional classroom to online?
Well, in February, I think it was slightly, I wouldn't say easier, but maybe even a better transition than starting the school year off in all digital. So with February, basically my kids came on a Friday and that was the last time I saw them.
Hmm.
So it was definitely a challenge to get my instruction out there really fast. I had to do a very quick switch to online quicker than I would have liked.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So how long did it take you to become comfortable with the digital media? I mean, now you're like center stage. Everybody's counting on you outside of the classroom. Tell me about some of the challenges.
So I'm still not 100% comfortable. I don't know that I'll ever be 100% comfortable with digital learning. I love to have my kids in class. I love to see them in person. So with the challenge with that is on a personal level. So it's very hard to get to know my students personally on a digital platform. I'm getting better at it. I've noticed one thing they really like is to have a video chat one-on-one. So they're still getting kind of that personal interaction. Now, some of them just still have their camera facing the ceiling, so I can't see their face. So I think for them to see my face, it kind of gives them some normalcy in their life. And I'm still working with new platforms to deliver instruction on a daily basis.
I see. So what advice do you have for the not-so-savvy teacher, you know, is forced now to use all this digital technology? For years, you know, you just ran sheets off from the copier, and that was your assignment for the day.
So first of all, I would say be ready to make a lot of mistakes and be okay with making mistakes, because you might have to redo a lesson that you thought was amazing, but you had that paper copy, so it's not so amazing when you have it posted on a Google Doc in a platform such as Google Classroom. So be ready for that. Be ready to laugh at yourself and be ready to just walk into a new way of learning, because it is different. And it's almost like being a new teacher again. It's almost like starting over, just because I'm trying to find things that are still interactive and that you still want your kids to be engaged with. So I would say be ready for you as a teacher to learn more.
I see. Well, how long did it take you to become comfortable with it now that you're in front of nobody? I mean, you have like, what, 30 kids in the class?
So, yes, I would say as far as portraying myself and my lessons and what I'm teaching, I'm comfortable with that now. I was a little hesitant, especially in the beginning, because we were all at home. So I was recording videos on my floor in front of a white wall. But now I'm in my classroom, so I do feel comfortable because I have my whiteboard, I have my interactive board. I'm learning and I feel more comfortable now. So I would say it took the time we were out from the beginning in the first couple weeks of school this year, and now I feel much more confident about delivering instruction.
Can you tell me one of your most embarrassing moments in learning the digital media?
Well, one of them was this was at home, and I was recording a lesson for my students, and a couple of them were live with me, and my cat just hangs out in front of the computer screen while I'm trying to hold up my little whiteboard and show them stuff, and it was really strange because I wasn't ready for it. And I would say here at school, I was recording this, I thought it was an amazing lesson, and I was like really going with it, and a teacher walked in and was like, "So did you see that?" And I was like, ugh. So that was a little embarrassing.
Wow. Well, thank you. Hopefully this will be encouraging to some of the teachers who it's the first time, you know, digital media, been doing things a long time, paper, pencil, copiers and whiteboards. And so hopefully this will be an encouragement to them as well. So I want to thank you for your time. And that's all the time we have for today. And thank you for listening.